WJTL bringing you Matt Redman, 10,000 Reasons. Bless the Lord. Micah Tyler, praise the Lord prior to that. Good morning and happy Tuesday to you. Olivia and Fred with you at 720.
For today's forecast, mostly sunny, high of 81. This evening, clear, low of 56. And for tomorrow, sunny, high of 82. Currently 70 degrees here in Landisville.
Our special guest this morning is Lynn Fisher. Lynn, the director of Do Something for the Nations. Lynn recently returned from a six-week trip to Turkey. Back in February, they were hit by one of the worst earthquakes, Turkey and Syria. Over 50,000 dead, 1.5 million were thought to be without homes. And you saw a lot of that devastation when you were there, Lynn.
Yes.
Yeah. And tell us about what you guys did while you were there.
Yes, so we were able to accomplish our mission. We built over 22 sheds,
wow,
which was really incredible. And I have never seen anything like it. A whole city completely destruction.
Gone, yeah.
And driving through that, you don't really have any words for it.
Yeah, yeah, I can't imagine. So the sheds that you built turned into homes for people.
Yes, so a lot of them, they chose to put their shed on a family's property that was out of the city. Some of them, I remember the one shed we built was in the middle of the city where it was destruction all around, and all they had was that little spot,
yeah,
that we built the shed on. Just overwhelming, way overwhelming.
Yeah, you must have some great stories about how God worked through your time in Turkey. Can you share one with us?
Yes, so there was one shed that we built for a family, and when we arrived at their site that day, I just felt connected immediately with them, and they spoke English, so we were able to converse back and forth. And the following day, the husband and wife took myself and another team member back to the city where they had lost everything. And it was the first time that the wife had walked amongst her rubble of her things.
Mm.
And I remember walking around the area there, and she was pointing out things that were still scattered all over the area. She said, "There's my blue pillow, and there's this," and she just wept on my shoulder. And my other team member was walking with the husband, and he walked her around, and he lost his mom and dad in the earthquake.
Wow.
And their house was down a couple blocks from theirs, and he just shared that story. And like, you know, you read it on the news and you hear it, but to actually meet someone and become friends with them and become part of their life just gives you a whole different feel of it. And
yeah,
he held his dad's hand under the rubble for 3 days.
Wow.
And his dad was alive for 3 days and then passed away under the rubble. There was no one there to help take him out.
Yeah.
And just incredible grief, incredible,
yeah,
grief. And they thanked us for just being there for them and walking with them through the rubble.
Wow, amazing. In addition to building the homes, you had a kids camp too.
Yes, we did. So that was just pioneered. We started with about 20 children. The guest area where we were staying, like a little motel area, when we got there, it was deserted. The town was deserted. And immediately we were like, let's bring life back to this area. And
yeah,
literally when we left, there was just life in that whole area. And so we put out little flyers and we sent children around sharing that we're going to have this camp. And we didn't call it Bible camp. You have to be careful. So we,
right,
called it an English camp. And we integrated in the camp, God has a plan for your life.
Wow.
And so the first day started with 20. And by the end of the week, there was over 150. So it was pretty wild and chaotic. But I just kind of jumped in it and it was fun.
That's amazing. So do you know where you're going to go next? Do you have any plans for the future?
I do not know what our next mission assignment is going to be, but God usually happens to bring it at a time when you're not even thinking, and
yeah,
then you say yes and go forward with that.
It's awesome that you got to spend 6 weeks and minister to people who had been through such, mm-hmm, devastation. It's amazing that God used you and your team. That's
yeah,
great.
Our hope, my hope specifically was to bring smiles and laughter to children and to bring hope in people's hearts. And so that came through just a mother's event that I was able to orchestrate a couple days,
yeah,
and just being able to hear each other's hearts. And the children laughed and,
yeah,
and smiled. And so, yeah, our mission was accomplished.
That's awesome. Keep up to date with what Lynn is doing and do something for the nations.org. Do something for the nations.org. Lynn, thank you so much for visiting, sharing your story of your trip.
Thank you for having me. And thank you again, everyone who's been part of this.
That's awesome. Back to the music we go. Benjamin William Hastings coming our way with Blessings Offer. That's the thing about praise on WJTL.